Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, and this is a very special interview. We used our copious amounts of resources to get some help from Dr. Steloff and pull Max Thornfield of the flashback out of the time stream in mid-transit between the episode of Epic Echoes you just heard a few minutes ago and the episode that you heard like a couple weeks ago. So we've just pulled him out of the time stream, and I'm going to interview him because, of course, he is, as you know, a war criminal and an enemy of the Empire, of the Vampirosian Empire. So, Mr. Thornfield, how do you defend yourself?
Whoa. War criminal?
Well, yes, you've kind of, from my understanding, you and your flashback have been recently traveling through time, killing very, very famous and notable members of the Vampirosian Empire, just killing them outright.
Yes, that is what we do. But
so you confess you are a war criminal and you will be turned over now to custody?
Hang on a second. That's not a war crime. We were preventing future despots from coming to power. Is this some sort of Vampirosian conspiracy right now? Is this
how... As I said, I did pull you out of the time stream in transit to get this interview with you because you are a noted war criminal and an enemy of the Empire. I am not myself a Vampirosian, but of course, if they are going to be our masters for years to come, I would like to ingratiate myself to some extent. But I think it's reprehensible what you and your group have been doing.
Oh, I see. You're a sympathizer then.
Well, I think sympathy is a good thing to have.
Not to the Vampirosians. They're murderous warlords. Look, what we did was necessary to prevent the death and or suffering and or torture of millions. No, I take that back. Countless billions of innocent lives.
Are you sure it's billions?
Might even be trillions. Think about it. We're thinking fourth dimensionally here. You know, there are just untold generations who are going to suffer at the hands of the Vampirosians because you decided to pull me out of time and try to haul me before a war crimes tribunal.
Now, let me ask you a question. Correct me if I'm wrong. Every Vampirosian you killed sired many, many Vampirosians of their own, correct?
Yes, I suppose this is true.
And typically speaking, Vampirosians are made from humans.
Yes, where are you going with this?
So all those humans that you're saying you saved, for every one human you saved, that's a Vampirosian you've killed.
Go on.
Well, I'm just saying that for every person you said you saved, you killed someone. So, you know, it kind of automatically makes you kind of evil. You killed a lot of people.
Continue.
Well, that's it.
Go on.
No, I'm done. You have killed countless billions, possibly even trillions.
Okay, team. He's making some pretty good points here. So, I'm going to have to resort to some pretty unconventional tactics, but I think if we have our minds in the game, we can win this one. Ready? Flashback!
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, that's right. No one. Yeah. Ah, this is gonna be tough. Alright. Thinking. This is... Alright. Yes, I suppose that preventing a human from becoming a Vampirosian does effectively kill a Vampirosian, but standing by and doing nothing kills the human. And which would you rather have on this earth, the human or the Vampirosian?
Well, what I would prefer is irrelevant. Who are you to decide who should own the earth?
Who are you to decide that I committed a war crime, though?
Well, I just looked it up.
Don't you think some of those humans, or maybe most, if not all of those humans, would rather prefer to stay human than become a Vampirosian?
Well, possibly. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're attempting to commit genocide.
I think I'm attempting to prevent the genocide of humans.
Well, I mean, there might be both humans and vampiros for a while.
I think I'm trying to prevent the genocide of humans.
Are you saying that the only solution to stop a genocide is a counter-genocide?
Well, let's look at it this way. Imagine a huge racial-level Mexican standoff that's going on between the humans and the vampiros. You know, this has got to be resolved some way, like...
Did you even try peace?
Well, they kind of started it.
That's mature.
They took over the world in the future. We're just supposed to sit there and let them do that?
But how do you know they did it violently? Maybe they just won a lot of elections.
Yes, I'm sure the Vampiros Party has a very strong grassroots movement going on in the future. I'm sure the fact that they, like, punctured people's necks against their wills has nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Well, are you saying you don't know the future?
I have a time stepper in my party. How can I not know the future?
So you know how they took over.
I'm sure she knows.
So you don't know the future.
Oh, the future is an interesting thing. We kind of all make our own futures personally, and we're just trying to make a better one for us and our children. and our children's children, and our children's stepchildren that they don't really like, but they kind of got them through the marriage they had.
But you don't want to make a better world for the vampiros, or their children, or their children's children, or the other thing you said. And you know what they say about people who don't know the future?
They make an ass out of you and me?
No, if you don't know your future, you're doomed to repeat it.
Wait, I thought that was for the past. If you don't know your past, you're doomed to repeat it.
Well, it works both. I would think it would work both ways.
Wait, how do you repeat your future? Do you, like, retroactively repeat it in the past?
Well, I mean, you can't. Well, it's like you don't know what it's going to be, so you just do it and you don't know that you're doing it.
So anyway, about these stepchildren that no one really likes, but they're just part of the marriage.
That sounds like a good metaphor for the vampiros. They're like your stepchildren that you don't even like, and now you're going to kill them for it.
Okay, I don't know any stepchildren who personally bite people's necks to convert them into other stepchildren on a regular basis. Now, if you really want to make this metaphor, I'm all ears, because I really don't see it working.
Well, I don't know. It's like you have a stepchild, right? And they go out and they get married, but they still don't have a job, and their wife doesn't have a job, so now they're both leeching off you, and then they have kids, and you've got to pay for those kids, too.
Besides, I've never even met Lucien's mom, and I don't think she'd be a very nice person to marry. Lucien didn't even seem like that nice of a guy. He was kind of, like, hurting our organs a lot. Ouch.
All I'm saying is, it seems like you and your fellow group, I don't know why I said fellow group, but you and your group have taken it upon yourself to kill a race of, you know, quote-unquote people.
It's not really killing, it's more preventing. And it's preventing a race that came about through the death of a lot of members of our own race. You see, you're just genociding if you do, genociding if you don't when you think about it. Which goes back to the point I was making before, about stepchildren, and how no one really wants them. Wait, how did that have anything to... Damn it, I need Molly here to help me think.
Were you a stepchild? Is that why this is happening?
Oh, I never did know my dad too well.
Does that make you a stepchild? Is that how... I thought stepchild was your mother marries somebody else.
Go on.
You weren't even a step... According to my bio of you, you were not even a stepchild growing up. So I don't understand your obsession with stepchildren, but I do understand your obsession... Well, I don't understand your obsession with killing vampiros, but I understand you have one.
I have an obsession with making sure the future doesn't suck, yes.
But if there are vampiros, it will suck more.
Exactly my point. If there are vampires, it would suck more. Therefore, we have to prevent this.
Well, no, that's not what I meant to say. But what I... Look, all I'm saying is it sucks to you, but it's better for them. So all I'm saying is, well, you're one person, and you say it will suck. But they're like billions of people, and they say it doesn't suck. So they win.
We're human beings, though. We're also billions of people. Probably trillions if you're, like, talking about all the generations and all the time periods in which the vampires have existed.
But all of those people can become vampiros and keep on going.
They're not
going
to like it too much. It's going to kind of suck, and it kind of happened against their will.
It only sucks for them before they're vampiros. Once they're vampiros, they like it.
Then they're not really them anymore. They're kind of soulless and undead and nasty, and they have bad breath. They should brush their teeth.
So let me get this straight. Then what you're doing, you're not really doing a genocide. You're doing a genocide abortion.
I thought we established that like 10 minutes ago. Look, we're not really doing a genocide abortion here. It's more of a disease abortion when you think about it, because there's been a lot of scientific studies and a lot of stuff that's this dates back to, say, centuries ago or maybe like 10 years ago, based on whatever podunk time period you pulled me into just now. But there's so much information that dictates that vampires are not so much of a race, but more of a end result of a disease. Like the very well-known journal Blade, which comes in DVD format and perhaps a holographic format depending on what time period we're in right now, demonstrates this very well. Vampires are brought about as a form of virus.
Did you call Blade a journal?
Yeah. I personally did a lot of research in preparing for my hunt for the vampiros by watching such journals as Blade, journals on vampiric behavior, and a little bit of the much more popular journal Buffy as well.
Because you're calling it a journal, like the New England Journal of Medicine?
Yeah. These are journals for dealing with vampires, and it was published so long ago, too, that it's become really a seminal sort of text that I don't know about other people, but I personally can't see myself going out into the night to kill these vampiros without reading these texts or watching these texts first.
And you're a time traveler?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I'm just going to let that go for a minute. Maybe I'll come back to it. But you admit that you hate vampiros.
Oh, hating the vampiros, whether or not I do, is inconsequential to this. It's more I hate the world in the future in which they are decadent rulers of humanity. That's the part that kind of sucks. And isn't that kind of racist in a way?
Of you?
No, of the vampiros. Look, it's not humans' fault that we're all born as humans and thus can't rule the world the way the vampiros do in the future. Why do they make that rule?
So you admit that humans are inferior?
No!
You just said they can't rule the world in the future.
According to the vampiros who rule the world and not us, yes.
Look, vampiros love humans. They love to eat them.
That's why they nearly crushed my internal organs during that fight in Italy just now.
Well, you're a human and they want to eat you, I'm sure.
How's that? Ow.
It's like I love macaroni and cheese and vampiros love you.
But that's a different kind of love. That's I love the feeling this thing gives me when it's going through my digestive system. That's not so much love for the actual thing.
Well, it still sounds like you're a vampirophobe, whether you admit it or not. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that you... the question is, really, whether you're a vampirophobe because you're really a closet wanting to be a vampiro person.
Then why didn't I just throw the fight to Lucy and let myself become a vampiro?
That's what the closet thing... the whole point... Look, have you never heard the term in the closet? It's this thing that people use when they're talking about someone having a secret and not wanting to reveal something about themselves. Like, oftentimes, they would be talking about someone who's homosexual who's not going to admit that they're homosexual. So they'll say, oh, they're in the closet. So what I'm saying is that Max Thornfield is in the closet in this case.
So you're implying that I'm homosexual.
Well, I wasn't going to go there because, you know, that's pretty documented. I'm talking about the vampiros nature, that maybe you really want to be vampirosian.
Wait, what peer-reviewed journal said I was homosexual? Because... That's just a lie right there.
No, the point is not that you're gay. The point is that you want to be a vampiros.
The point is quite clearly that I'm not gay, actually.
And let me guess, you don't want to be a vampiros either.
Well, no, not overly.
So, okay, I think we can see where the truth lies.
Who would you rather be? Homosexual or a vampiro?
Are you asking me, for real?
Rhetorically, but you can answer if you want.
You're asking me rhetorically?
I mean, me personally, I'm nothing against gay people. I think I would rather be gay than be a vampiro.
Why would you say nothing against gay people, but I like them more? How would it be against them to say they're better?
Oh, no, I'm confused.
Look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, I think it's pretty obvious that you are in the closet about something, and I wish you would just come out.
Well, it is really dark in here. Like, in this room that you pulled me to. Where are we anyway? When are we?
It's a recording studio. It's 2009? I guess, I don't know, 9?
Wow, you don't even have super internet yet.
No, we're just on the regular internet. Look, okay, fine. Look, you're a war criminal, right?
No.
Ah, yes, say yes.
I plead not guilty.
But you killed lots of vampiros.
That I shall plead guilty to.
So you're guilty?
Guilty of wanting a human world, yes.
You're making this very difficult. I'm trying to get you to admit to being a criminal.
Why would you want to do that to me?
Because then I would have proven that you were... Look, it gets me, you know, I'm a journalist and, you know...
But journalists don't usually go around hating me. They more, like, go around liking me.
Well, I'm a dark horse. I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. And when I'm shown to be right, and you are in shackles. Listen, let me tell you something, okay? This is serious.
What is serious?
I happen to know. I have inside information, and I know for a fact that the vampires are gonna kill you.
Well, I'll just have to be that much more awesome and kill them before they kill me.
No, you can't. They're gonna kill. Look, I'm telling you, they're gonna kill you. But listen, since they're definitely gonna kill you, I'm just thinking, can't I just get a little bit of that glory? Can't I just take a little bit of the credit? And then I'm raising myself up. You're gonna die anyway.
Wait, so you're gonna kill me? Why do you wanna kill me?
No, look, I don't have anything against you, really. I'm fine. You can kill all the vampires you want. But what I'm saying is, I know they're gonna capture you. I know they're gonna kill you. Can't I get this expose where you admit to it and they can use it in evidence and I get to be famous?
So you want to make money off my death?
Well, yeah. Yeah, look, it doesn't make your death any less happen.
Well, yes, it's going to make my death less happen because I'm just so awesome that I'll just kill them before they kill me. That's just that easy.
You're not going to do it. Look, you're not going to do it. You're going to die. I will bet you. All right. Do you have $1 million? If you put it in escrow so that after you're dead, I can get it. I'll bet you $1 million.
Now you're trying to swindle me out of my... What is this 2009? There are a lot of horrible people this time period, aren't there?
No, it's just me. I'm the only one you've met and I'm not horrible. Look, I'm just saying, look, it's like we all know it's going to happen. It's a fact. It's proven. In the same way, it's like if you bet someone the sun's going to come up and you're like, well, I know the sun's going to come up, and it does. You're not exploiting the sun. You're just, you know what's going to happen. You figure, why not?
Crazy moons of Charon. I just don't know what I have to say to that. It's just, can I go back and kill more things now?
So you admit you killed them?
Yes, I've admitted it like 5 or 6 times by now.
Well, that sounds like the best I'm going to get. So fine, I'll send you back.
Okay, so we need to get into a huddle first. By the way, what's your name again?
Frank Allen.
Okay, Mr. Allen, before we do this, I just need you to know, this has been a rather difficult debate, but I feel that if we put our minds together, we can find a way to somehow, someday, make some sense out of everything that just happened over the past 20 minutes. Ready? Flashback.
I'm not a member of the Flashback, so I don't know why you're trying to...
Well, you could join the Flashback fan club. They're all honorary members of the Flashback.
For free?
No, you have to pay, like, a nominal membership fee.
Well, I'm not going to pay... Look, all right, I'm sending you back now. You've been no help.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. And that was my interview with Max Thornfield. I didn't get to prove that he was a war criminal, but I think if you listen between the lines, you'll hear that he was. So, see you soon with another Frank Allen interview.